From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, President Obama combined campaign fervor with an economic pep talk in Missouri and Nevada. He visited a company that makes electric trucks in Kansas City, and then he headlined two fundraisers for the Democratic Senate candidate there before flying to Las Vegas to help raise money for Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. NPR White House correspondent Ari Shapiro is traveling with the president and joins us now. And Ari, first, tell us about the president's stop at the electric car manufacturer.
Well, it was conveniently located at a hangar in the Kansas City airport. So he jogged down the stairs of Air Force One and walked into this factory where he got a quick tour and then gave the sort of economic speech that he has been giving nearly once a week for the last several months, where he talks about the way that this company created jobs thanks to his administration's economic stimulus policies, the Recovery Act. This is a company that makes electronic cars, as you said, that are used by Coca-Cola, Frito-Lay to make deliveries within a 100-mile or so radius. And President Obama's argument is that he is not only helping to create jobs, but helping to create an economy of the future. Here's something he said today.
We are headed in the right direction, and that's the surest way out of this storm is to go forward, not to go backwards. There's some people who argue that we should abandon some of these efforts. Some people who make the political calculation that it's better to just say no to everything than to lend a hand to clean up the mess that we've been in. But my answer to those who don't have confidence in our future, who want to stop, my answer is come right here to Kansas City. Come see what's going on at Smith Electric.
Now, hearing the president there in Kansas City, it sounds almost like a campaign event, but he went on from there to some real campaign fundraisers. Tell us about them.
That's right. Well, you can tell that the midterms are approaching because he had four events in one day for two Senate candidates who are very different. In Missouri, you've got Robin Carnahan, who is running for the seat being vacated by Kit Bond, a Republican. So this is a rare chance for a Democratic pickup in a year when Democrats really need every seat they can get. And then in Nevada, of course, you have the man who is at the top of the Senate pyramid, the Majority Leader Harry Reid, who is fighting for re-election, trying to hold on to his political life.
And how would you describe President Obama's tone at those events?
Fiery. You know, he has been criticized at times for being too cool. He was not cool today. Listen to this cut from the second Carnahan fundraiser he did this afternoon.
These folks drove the economy into a ditch, and they want the keys back. And you got to say the same thing to them that you say to your teenager. You can't have the keys back because you don't know how to drive yet.
And this is a very different tone from the one he used in 2008 when he was running for president and, you know, trying to change the politics of Washington. It almost sounded today as though he were venting. It almost sounded cathartic or therapeutic after the fights he has been having in Washington for the last 2 years.
Now, when you look at the polls, President Obama is not very popular right now. Is there a risk to Democrats in appearing with him at events like this one?
Absolutely. He can raise money for Democrats, and he may be able to help motivate some of the first-time voters to come out in 2010 the way that they did for President Obama in 2008. But at the same time, Republicans say they want nothing more than for President Obama to appear in these local races, because while Democrats are trying to make these individual races about local issues, Republicans are trying to make it a referendum on a president who is not very popular. So Democrats have to make a calculation at each of these events that they can get the money, they can get the motivated voters from having President Obama appear with them, but they also have to acknowledge that Republicans may use images in campaign ads of President Obama with his arm around the Democratic candidate.
Okay, thank you, Ari.
You're welcome.
It's NPR White House correspondent Ari Shapiro.